Hi, I'm Bill Allman, President of the Adhesive and Sealant Council, and welcome to the latest edition of our monthly podcast. Each episode, we'll be discussing some of the biggest issues and trends affecting our industry and look at what this means to our membership. To make sure you don't miss out on future shows, hit the subscribe button. We hope you enjoy the program. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about ASC's scholarship program. It is one of the great ways that the adhesive and sealant industry, through our organization, gives back. In this case, making a difference on the next generation. Associations do a lot of great things, and one of the best, in my opinion, is when members rally around a common cause, like supporting a college student achieve his or her degree, and more importantly, their career goals. By the end of today's episode, I want you to be better aware of one of the ways ASC members rally around the ASC scholarship program. But I also hope to encourage you to do one of two things, or perhaps even both. First, if you are a member of ASC, I want your company to really consider supporting the scholarship fund through a donation. The ASC scholarship program is funded 100% through donations and relies on the support of our membership to award student scholarships. Secondly, if you are currently a college student listening to this podcast, I want you to apply for one of the ASC scholarships. But before I go too much further, I'd like to share with you how the program got started. The ASC scholarship program was initiated in 2017 in memory of Gene Simmons, one of the industry's most experienced, knowledgeable, and respected pressure-sensitive adhesive formulators. Gene spent many years working at H.B. Fuller and then Evans Adhesive before he passed away in 2017. He was very dedicated to his development work, but recognized the tremendous importance of passing his knowledge on to those less experienced in his field. In keeping with his spirit of willing mentorship, this program was started with the support of Evans Adhesive to support students in pursuit of their degree in a related field. And since 2018, thanks to the support of donations from ASC members, the ASC scholarship program has provided tens of thousands of dollars to scholarship recipients. Recipients like Nicholas, who attended the University of Wisconsin at Madison, pursuing a degree in electrical engineering, who said, "It is an honor to be recognized by the Adhesive and Sealant Council. I'm very excited to receive the news of this scholarship and use it to its full potential. The process has also helped me understand the greater industry and organization around adhesives, something that many engineers like myself would not know about. Thank you for the award and for supporting the education of students like myself." Or also, there was Hunter, who attended the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, where he was pursuing a degree in computer science, who said, "Thank you so much for this prestigious honor and scholarship. My family and I are overjoyed, and I feel incredibly blessed with this opportunity." So, you may be wondering how to apply and what are the criteria. Well, good news, there is no formal application to complete, but we do ask applicants to visit our website, ascouncil.org, for more information about the program. And then when you're ready, submit a brief, like 750-word max statement discussing the applicant's education, future career interests, academic or leadership achievements, and any relevant professional experience. And also how their education, how your education, if you're a student listening today, how your education, experience, and achievements are potentially applicable to the adhesives and sealants industry. So let's talk a little bit about the eligibility. To be eligible, applicants must be a full-time sophomore with junior standing, a junior or a senior at an accredited college, university, or community college. That's number one. Number two, be pursuing a degree in a science-related or business field of study. And finally, be a direct relative, whether a child, stepchild, or grandchild, of an employee currently employed by an active member of ASC. And we define active member as a company that is in good standing as a current member of ASC and has a record of recent participation in our programs and or attendance at our conferences and events. So, how are recipients selected, you may ask? Well, a selection committee, which is comprised of volunteers from ASC member companies, reviews all applications to determine the best overall applicants. Scholarships are awarded on the basis of a recipient's relevant academic field of study, future career objective, and academic and or leadership achievements. And then the highest rated students are selected as scholarship recipients. And scholarships are awarded annually to about four or five, actually more recently, it's been more 5 to 6 applicants each year, depending on the availability of funding, in amounts ranging between $500 at the lower end up to $2,000 and maybe even more, depending on the volume of selections and the availability of donations for any particular year. So as you can imagine, recipients are always grateful for their scholarship, like Mateus, who was a student at University of Massachusetts at Amherst, and he was pursuing a degree in management and a minor in economics, who said, "I am very honored to be awarded the scholarship from the Heezen Sealand Council. This great program in memory of Gene Simmons, well-recognized adhesive formulator, is such an honor. I would like to thank his wife, Irene, who helped start this amazing scholarship program and helping students like myself with the costly expense of college tuition." And then there was Matthew, who was studying at Boston College, pursuing a double major in chemistry and economics, who wrote to us and said, "I'm writing to express my appreciation to you for generously granting me the ASC Scholarship Award for the 2018-2019 academic school year. It is a great honor to receive the generous funds, which I plan to use to deepen my understanding of the natural sciences and ultimately pursue a career in chemistry, specifically within the adhesive and sealants fields. Along the way, I hope to emulate the mentorship-oriented mindset that Mr. Gene Simmons demonstrated and pass on to others my skills and love of learning." Boy, you can't argue with that. So if you want to apply, just keep a few deadlines in mind. We open the process November 1st of each year. And we give applicants plenty of time to pull their statements together. But we do ask all applications to be submitted to us by February 1st of the following year. And then after that, we give our selection committee time to consider all the applications that came in. And we begin to notify recipients by mid-April, if not sooner, depending on how quickly the selection team can get together and review all of the applications. For those of you who may be thinking, and I hope you are, about how to donate, you can donate very easily by visiting our website, ascouncil.org. You can find more information about the scholarship program, things that I mentioned today, and importantly, how to make a donation. No donation is too small, honestly. If you personally just want to give $25, or you want to ask your company to match your donation, or for your company to submit the donation, we've seen it all. And I highly encourage members, anyone listening today, if you want to support the industry and want to give back to the next generation, because students today will be tomorrow's managers. They'll be tomorrow's marketing directors, maybe even the CEOs at some point. And how great would it be for our industry to support them and for them to look back and say, "I got here because of the support of the industry that I'm in or from the organization that my parents were involved in." So again, visit ascouncil.org for a lot more information about how to apply, more about the criteria, as well as importantly, how to support these students who are pursuing degrees in related fields. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I hope this has been helpful. And I look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks to all of you who tuned in. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure you like and follow us so you don't miss out on future shows. Bye for now.